Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The beloved Rasul صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم has said, من صلى علي في يوم ألف مرة لم يمت حتى يرى مقعده من الجنة. Meaning, whoever recites blessed durood 1,000 times on me in one day, he will not die until he sees his place in paradise. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to a new program, Our Prophet, Simply the Best. We are so blessed, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, to be the Ummah of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Being the Ummah, just because we are the Ummah of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we are considered to be the best Ummah. This is the greatest ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He made us the Ummah of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 164, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, translation, by one of the greatest devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Allah has indeed bestowed a great favor upon the Muslims that He sent to them a noble messenger, meaning Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, from among them, who recites to them His verses and purifies them and teaches them the book and wisdom. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we can't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough for this blessing. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, He is simply the best. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the best of the creations. His character was the best. His beauty, His splendor, His magnificence is the best. You take any aspect of His life, He is the best. His parents are the best. His lineage is the best. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, one of the greatest companions of beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, said that the Messenger of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, said, I was sent from the best of each generation of the children of Adam alayhi salam, generations after generation, until I was in the generation from which I came. In today's session, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will learn about the blessed lineage and parents of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has a special distinction in this regard, meaning in the regard of his lineage and his parents. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was born into a very noble family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best of the clans, the best of ancestry and nobility. It is said in Al-Mawahibul Ladunya, on the Day of Judgment, except for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the blood relations and connections to one's in-laws will be severed for all other people. Translation from Kanzul Iman, thus, when the trumpet will be blown, there will therefore neither be any relationship amongst them that day, nor are they to ask about one another. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this essentially tells us that on the Day of Judgment, all relationships will be severed. But here, look what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has said about himself. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, كُلُّ سَبَبٍ وَنَّسَبٍ مُنْقَطِعٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إلا سببي ونسبي فإنها موصولة في الدنيا والآخرة. Translation, it means every relation and every lineage will be severed on the day of judgment, but my relationship and lineage will remain intact because it is connected in the world and in the hereafter. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. One of the great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah created mankind and placed me in the finest group and the best of the two nations. He then appraised the tribes and placed me in the best household of them. Thus, I am the best of them in person and the best of them in household. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of the believers, reported that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam declared that Jibreel, the chief of angels, Jibreel alayhi salam, said, I searched the earth from east to west and saw therein no man finer than Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and no tribe finer than sons of Hashim. The Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, his love sparks and he says, Yehi bole sidra wale, chamane jahan ke thale, sabhi maine chhan dale, tere paaye ka na paaya, tujhe yak ne yak banaya, tujhe yak ne yak banaya. This essentially means that Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam searched from east to west and found no man finer than Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended from the noblest of lineages, a nobility unparalleled by any other family in the entire world, a fact even acknowledged by his staunchest enemies, by his fierce enemies of Mecca. When Heraclius, Heracle, asked Sayyidina Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who had as yet not embraced Islam, regarding the ancestry of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he replied, he's from a noble family. Subhanallah. At the time, Sayyidina Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the fiercest enemies of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and desired the slightest opportunity to tarnish the image of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the eyes of Heraclius. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's ancestors were far from any defect that may be attributed to them. Imam Muslim narrates in his Sahih Muslim that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, certainly Allah elected Kinana from the sons of Ismail and elected Quraysh from the sons of Kinana and elected the sons of Hashim from Quraysh and elected me from the sons of Hashim. Someone has beautifully said these words. The ancestry of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is of such nobility that no other respected family can match him in it. Definitely. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's talk about the lineage of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam belonged to the clan of Bani Hashim. Now we've always talked about the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam belonged to the tribe of Quraysh. We'll find out. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam belonged to the clan of Bani Hashim, a great family of the Quraysh tribe. Subhanallah. The name of the respected father of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and that of his mother is Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha. His paternal lineage, meaning the lineage from his father's side, the lineage from the side of Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is as follows. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, son of Abdullah, son of Abdul Muttalib, son of Hashim, son of Abd Munaf, son of Qusay, son of Kilab, son of Murrah. It goes all the way to Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina walayhi salatu wasalam, but for now, we'll stop at Murrah. His maternal lineage is as follows, meaning the lineage from his mother's side is as follows. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, son of Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, daughter of Wahab, son of Abd Munaf, son of Zuhra, son of Kilab, son of Murra. Now, if you remember, if you talk about the lineage from the paternal side, from the father's side of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had Kilab, son of Murra. The lineage from the mother's side also has Kilab, son of Murra. Kilab, son of Murra, is the name where the lineage of parents of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam joined and merged into one. Let's talk about Quraysh. We heard about Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam belonged to the tribe of Quraysh. Let's talk about Quraysh. Amongst the distinguished ancestors of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Fihr ibn Malik, who was given the title of Quraysh. Thus, his descendants came to be known as Qurayshi. Quraysh is the name of a sea predator. It is dominant over other creatures. Never has it been vanquished or subdued. This title was bestowed upon Fihr ibn Malik by the Arab tribes because he was the strongest and most courageous person in all of Arabia. As the ancestry of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam converges at Fihr ibn Malik, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Quraysh from both his father's side as well as his mother's side. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've heard Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioning the clan, the tribe of Hashim. Let's talk about Hashim. Hashim was the great grandfather of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His actual name was Amr. Hashim was well known in Mecca as a person of extraordinary character, bravery, generosity, and as being an immensely generous host. One year, Arabia was hit by a severe drought, and people became weak and destitute. In desperate need for even the smallest amount of food, Hashim had bought some dry bread from Al-Sham, meaning Syria, and arrived home in Mecca in the days of Hajj. He slaughtered a camel and made a stew with its meat. He took the dry bread and broke it into small pieces and mixed it with the stew. It's called farib. He fed to the pilgrims and also to the residents of Mecca. From that day onwards, he came to be known as Hashim, the one who breaks a bread. Hashim was also made the custodian of the Kaaba after his father Abd Munaf passed away, as he was the eldest and most able son. He was very handsome in appearance and married Salma, the daughter of Amr, the leader of Banu Khazraj in Al-Madina. It was in Medina his son Shayba, meaning Abdul Muttalib, was born. Hashim passed away at the age of 25 in Gaza during his journey to Syria, meaning Sham. Let's talk about the grandfather of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu's actual name was Shayba. When Hashim passed away, Abdul Muttalib was brought up at his mother's home in Medina. He later returned to Mecca to live with his father's family at the age of 7 or 8. He was a very pious and just person and would spend most of his time in seclusion and solitude in the cave of Hira, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, particularly during the month of Ramadan. The nur of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam radiated from his forehead, and the smell of musk emanated from his body. Abdul Muttalib was highly respected by the Arabs, especially by the Quraysh. Whenever a calamity befell the people of Mecca, or they faced any problems or issues, they would take him to a mountain and supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his wasila, through his mediation, and their problems and affliction would be alleviated. During his time, before the birth of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the whole incident of Fil, meaning the incident of elephant, took place. This incident is mentioned in Quran in Surah Fil. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil, alam yaj'al kaydahum fi tadlil, wa arsala alayhim tayran ababil, tarmihim bihijaratin min sijjil, faj'alahum ka'asfin ma'kul. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's talk about the father of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the father of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and the dearest and the most beloved son of Abdul Muttalib. With the nur of Messenger of Allah illuminating his forehead, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the most handsome of men and matchless in his character. Every woman of Quraysh wanted to marry him. But Abdul Muttalib, his father, was looking for someone different. Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu looked for piety and a noble background as well as beauty when marriage proposals were received. On one occasion, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to the forest to hunt while some non-believers followed him, intended to kill him. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent creatures to protect him from the plotters. The creatures drove the non-believers away and returned Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu safely to Mecca. Coincidentally, Wahab ibn Abd Munaf was also in the forest and witnessed all of this unfold. He immediately became very fond of Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu and returned home intending to marry his daughter Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha to Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Through some of his friends, Wahab ibn Abd Munaf sent a marriage proposal to Abdul Muttalib for the marriage proposal of Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha to Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abdul Muttalib found in Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha all the qualities he was looking for in a woman worthy of being the wife of his most beloved son, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He accepted the proposal, and at the age of 24, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu married Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha. The nur of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was now transferred to Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha. The Muhaddith Abu Nu'aym narrates the following account in Dala'ilun Nubuwwah on the authority of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, on the night in which the nur of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was transferred, all animals on the face of the earth were given the ability to talk. Especially the animals of Quraysh. They spoke in their own tongues and announced, tonight the noblest of Allah's creation and the greatest of all prophets have entered the womb of his mother. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wears the crown of leadership on this earth and is a light for the entire world. The animals in the east gave glad tidings to the animals in the west, and in the same way, sea creatures gave glad tidings to each other about the imminent arrival of the Messenger of Allah. 2 months after the nur of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had been placed in the womb of Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu sent Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Medina to purchase dates, or according to another narration, to Syria on a business trip. On his way back, he fell ill and stayed in Medina with his maternal family, the Banu Adi ibn al-Najjar. Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu failed to recover from this illness, and at the age of 25, he passed away in Madinatul Munawwara. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, one thing that should be very clear in our mind is that the entire lineage of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was mu'min. Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehelvi rahmatullahi ta'ala writes that after extensive research, scholars clearly established that not only were the parents of the sublime Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam were believers. In fact, all his ancestors until Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam were mu'min. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, when our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was at the age either 5 or 6, his mother Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha took Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam along with Sayyidatuna Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha and went to Madinatul Munawwara to meet the maternal family of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib Banu Adi bin Najjar. On her way back, at the place of Abwa, she passed away. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala states that when Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha fell ill, during this illness or at the time of this illness, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would massage the blessed head of Sayyidina Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha with his blessed hands. and would keep crying. When Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's blessed tear fell on the face of Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, she opened her eyes and wiped the tears with her dupatta and said, "This dunya will die, but I will not, because I am leaving behind a son like you, because of whom I will be known in the east and west." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, she knew what she had witnessed at the time of the birth of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It has been stated on the account of Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, at the time Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was born, a large cloud appeared in which bright lights could be seen and sounds of horses, birds and people speaking could be heard. Suddenly, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam disappeared from me, and I heard someone announce, "He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam should be taken to the east and the west and to the seas as well, so that all may recognize his appearance, qualities and name. Show him," meaning show Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, "to all the living creatures, that is mankind, jinn, angels, birds, animals, etc., so that they too recognize him. Let him," sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, "possess the appearance of Adam alayhi salam, the genosis of Sheath alayhi salam, the courage of Nuh alayhi salam, the closeness of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the tongue of Ismail alayhi salam, the acceptance of Ishaq alayhi salam, the eloquence of Salih alayhi salam, the wisdom of Lut alayhi salam, the blissful tidings of Yaqub alayhi salam, the resolve of Musa alayhi salam, the patience of Ayyub alayhi salam, the obedience of Yunus alayhi salam, the voice of Dawood alayhi salam, the love of Daniel alayhi salam, the respect of Ilyas alayhi salam, the chastity of Yahya alayhi salam, and the abstinence of Isa alayhi salam. Let him," meaning let the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, "possess all the qualities of the previous prophets and messengers alayhi salam." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his endless mercy on the parents of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as well as his entire blessed lineage. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the parents of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam were the best parents. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had the best parents, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had the best lineage. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the sadaqah of Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, through the sadaqah of Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, bless us with everlasting hubbun nabi, love of nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin nabi ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best.